10 years ago today, the clear 20-degree January stillness was broken by a remarkable event dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson. WNYC's Danny Lewis recreates the drama.
Tower, stop you to park. He's got emergency returning.
Shortly after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport on January 15, 2009, a U.S. Airways plane struck a flock of Canada geese and lost all engine power. It was 3:27 p.m. That's when the lead pilot, Captain Chesley Sullenberger, made the call to crash land in the Hudson River. At first, traffic controller Patrick Hardin couldn't believe it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
As Sullenberger, known as Sully, worked to get the plane landed quickly, New Yorkers spotted it from the ground. One witness who called into WNYC said she heard a huge explosion and looked up.
Flames were coming out of its left wing's jets, long flames. And it was just obvious the plane was going down pretty fast.
Flight 1549 splashed down around West 50th Street. It had been just 4 minutes since striking the birds. A pair of New York waterway ferries arrived and helped pull people from the water. Jeff Kalaje was one of those passengers. After being brought ashore, he said he had waded through the cabin in chilly, waist-deep water as it was sinking.
The captain did just a hell of a job of making sure that everyone survived, because without good flying, man, it was scary. So I apologize, my voice is cracking a little bit. I'm just really excited to be alive, man.
Hundreds of people out here.
WNYC reporter Cindy Rodriguez was at the scene all afternoon. She noted that the quick emergency response kept the people on board from being exposed to the frigid weather for too long.
It is very cold out here right now, and this gentleman, Mr. Kaloje, said that the water was freezing, but that the reaction was so quick.
All 155 people on board the plane that day made it. The survivors are planning a celebration to mark the anniversary today at the Carolinas Aviation Museum in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the plane is on display. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.